teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love more than we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You little...
Good afternoon, folks. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller, and... Do we have Mr. Martinez here?
Right here.
Hey, there
you are.
How
you doing, everybody?
How you doing?
Good, good.
What am I hearing here? Bank failures, runs on banks, people being lined up around the corners. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, for quite a long time, actually.
No, we're not talking about a rerun of 1929 or stories from 1929. I was just handed some information. I haven't had a chance to go through it. But I'd heard this a little blip on CNN that there was a possible bank failure and people were making a run on the bank.
Really? Yeah. Which bank was that?
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to do some reading here, so why don't you do some talking and I'll do some reading.
Well, check that out for a second. I want to let you know that for people that are here for the first time listening to this broadcast, that this show has been created for... the public, so that they can basically take their existing credit card debt and excessive spending and completely change the way they do finance for the future. And this particular program that we're talking about today will give the people the option to take existing credit card debt and get rid of it legally. And we're going to be talking about the credit card industry, and we're going to be talking about how the advertising, how the bankers have fooled you and trapped you into a position where, you know, some of the best things in life are being held back from you because you're pouring all your money into your credit card debt.
The only thing I got on CNN is O.J. Simpson attempting in Las Vegas to steal the suit back that he was exonerated. I remember that little debacle out there that, couple of people, his wife and the boyfriend, got sliced up. Yeah. Evidently, he walks into a Vegas casino and in one of the hotel rooms and had a couple of armed people, and he went in and cleaned out some of his memorabilia. I didn't know. I knew the guy didn't have any endorsements left. I mean, we used to enjoy O.J. Simpson running through the airports, you know, for I think that was Avis, wasn't it? Rent a car, but he hasn't had any commercial gigs in a long time. Evidently, the guy's broke.
Right, exactly. Supposedly broke. I've heard both stories, actually, that he has actually got money, which is he moved to Florida because of the civil case. Yeah, I think Florida has certain laws about asset protection and things like that, so that's why he's there.
You know, there's something I never understood about that. We're just babbling here until we get to the break, and then we'll get on track. But something I never understood here, the guy was found not guilty in a murder case. And then he could be sued civilly in court because it's easier for a civil case. The burden of proof is not as great. And that always fascinated me. If I was exonerated from murder, how could they get me in a civil suit for wrongful death or, you know, the elimination of somebody and I had to pay up? That always fascinated me. And, of course, it's not double jeopardy because it's not two criminal cases. It's a criminal and then a civil case. At any rate, we'll scour around for that information. This is John Stadtmiller, and James Martinez is the co-host. This is Cash Flow, and we'll be back with you here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Tech. Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
James, we're getting the information here.
Great. What's going on? What does it say?
It's Northern Rock, and it is in the UK. Story goes as follows. The current turmoil in the financial markets has all the characteristics of a classic banking crisis, but one that is taking place outside the traditional banking sector. Axel Webster, president of the Bundesbank, said at the weekend, we are seeing is basically what we're to we see underlying. This makes no sense. We are seeing is basically what we see underlying all banking crises. Said Mr. Weber, one of the most influential members of the governing council of the European Central Bank. Evidently, this is not the correct story. I've got it coming here in studio. I am in error. But I'll continue to say to tell you what he says about this. He says some credit reserve policymakers are privately see comparisons between the current distress in credit markets and the bank runs of the 19th century, in which savers lost confidence in banks and demanded their money back, creating a spiral liquidity crisis. As if there's not a liquidity crisis right now. How much is it in the credit card market out there, floating around $1 trillion?
Just a trillion.
Yeah, just a trillion. And that's all unsecured stuff, folks. Think about that. There's nothing backing that. There's no assets, property, gold, silver. Just your faith, hope, and credit that things don't go to the proverbial go to hell in a handbasket type of scenario. Speaking of scenarios, it says that scenario ultimately led to the creation of the U.S. Federal Reserve and other central banks as the lenders of last resort for the banking system. Now, the Bundesbank president said that the market had completely overreached to the credit losses in the U.S. subprime mortgage sector. And what we are seeing at the moment is a total overreaction. There is no overall problem in terms of solvency. It is one of liquidity. Well, I'm a little confused about this. It has nothing to do with solvency. You know, James, most people don't...
your frustration.
Well, I mean, this is, you know, you're trying to track something down and you're getting the proverbial Orwellian doublespeak here. No, it's one of liquidity. It doesn't have anything to do with assets. What does the bank have in assets? What do they claim to have in assets? Is it their bricks?
It's your body. It's your body. It's your labor. It's your life force. That's what they got.
The bricks and the mortar to the bank, the little lollipops that they might give the children when they come in. The banks themselves, and a lot of people don't know this, several years ago, and I'm talking specifically about banks and the way they just lend money. It's fractionalized reserve banking, but... folks, when you go into a bank and you make a deposit for $100, well, the bank can turn around and the next customer that comes in the door, say this guy's maybe looking for a personal loan. Well, that's all fine and dandy. A lot of people don't have to put up any collateral for a personal loan. That's why it's called personal. And generally speaking, it's not that much money. So, you know, the bank will chance it on you. But how they created that money was the guy that just walked in before him and deposited his $100. The bank puts it on the ledger and goes, oh, now we can loan this new customer, the money. And they can loan up to 10 times, and maybe in some cases even more, 10 times the $100 that guy had just deposited in the bank. So where's the assets on this?
There you go. It's exactly.
All right.
There's nothing there.
This is out of the USA Today, and it is not a bank. I am in error, but the Bundesbank was the one talking about possible runs on a bank. UK tries to stop a run on big mortgage lender, stock sink. Britain's financial authority stepped in to rescue mortgage lender Northern Rock on Friday as the group, which had lent aggressively to home buyers, fell victim to the sharp rise in borrowing costs between banks. Borrowing costs between banks, the banks aren't even loaning each other any money. And the stock sank in the UK. Now, in Britain's biggest casualty of a global financial crisis sparked by the U.S. mortgage defaults, queries stretched into the streets as customers waited to withdraw savings from the Northern Rock branches. And I guess this is a bank, not just a mortgage company. The way this is worded is deceiving. If we're talking about withdrawing money from a savings, it ain't a mortgage company, it is a bank. So England's FTSE 100 share index was down more than 95 points, or a point and a half percentage, in the late afternoon trading. Now, the British Central Bank support, the first time it has acted as lender of last resort, this way becoming the independent on interest rate in 1997. Is it my speaking or is it these guys writing? These guys don't make any sense. But anyhow, puts a prop under Northern Rock, which has been hit by banks' reluctance to lend any as they rather hoard cash to cope with the fallout of the bad U.S. loans. Well, evidently, one guy, John Duncan, a 51-year-old guy over there, he says, you read the headlines in the paper, Northern Rock cash, SOS. If you had money in there, what would you do? And this guy was a surveyor who withdrew all of his savings from the branch in London. Finance Minister Alistair Darling told BBC Radio that Northern Rock is the only institution to have called for central bank aid and that Britain's economy and banking system is sound. Oh, sure it is. Now, we're okay. Just ignore those people standing out in the street yelling at us. People in this country, and here's the sad part about this, James, they don't understand banking. They hear Federal Reserve. Oh, well, that's federal. That's and Reserve. Well, obviously, they've got something in their vaults.
Yeah, well, it's like Federal Express.
There you go. And I don't see any money in, you know, you can go to a Federal Express office. I don't think they store money there. It is nothing. You know, this whole thing is an illusion. And gosh, James, I had been thinking about this the last couple of days. And the more I try to get my little brain cells wrapped around this, the more I am just astonished. I find myself sitting around in a thousand-yard stare with my mouth agape going, this is really happening, but we don't know how bad this is going to get yet. And this is not funny. It is just astounding.
Yeah, it seems to be getting slowly worse. I'm interested mostly is like the general public and the general working class family that's already having problems, and they got cash flow problems, and they're barely making their mortgage payments. You know, the check to check crowd, which is a good portion of America, having to deal with this next bubble that's going to come out. You know, it's going to affect them, and it's going to put a big strain on them.
Wait, do you hear this? Those are financial bubbles popping as we speak. Wait a minute, there goes another one. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I told you yesterday I went out and got a copy, and we'll plug Blockbuster here because they have it in their inventory. The movie Maxed Out. Now, this came out last year, and I'm going to be doing an interview with this guy, James Scurlock, the director of this movie. And I had no indication. You told me about this movie. I'd never heard about it. You told me about it, and I said, well, I've got to run out and get a copy because we got this guy scheduled to come on the Intel Report here in a couple hours on the network. And I sat down last night and watched this with my wife, and you did not give me any clue as to what this is about except credit cards and, you know, the scams and how they run them. But this, you've seen this movie. This, I was sitting there crying. This is a tragic modern-day financial drama on DVD. This thing is this
That's right.
thing. This
the
thing.
Real thing. There's nothing fake there. It's
oh my God! I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm watching people being interviewed during this movie, and it starts out talking about real estate out in Nevada and, you know, how they've got their gated communities and how they do their lending practices like Enron used to do their accounting, I guess. They would literally build houses out there and then go to the lenders. The lenders would then appraise the current market price of the house, the day it was ready for occupancy. And people would go ahead and start building these houses and then try to get the financing. But it was like a crapshoot. By the time the house was finished, you didn't know what you're going to be paying in mortgage rates. But that's how the movie started out. And I'm watching this and I'm seeing people being interviewed. A couple of women sitting at a table, and they're talking about credit cards. And just as you described, and this is where this hit home, where you told me that when you were in college, you didn't have really a job, you didn't have any money, you didn't have a credit history, but they gave you for a credit line, the credit card companies did, of a credit line of $40,000. Now,
that's right.
People that are working 40-hour-a-week jobs can't qualify for credit, but a college student with absolutely no history, work history to speak of, or job history, obviously, unless you're going to college when you're 50 years old, and you had a credit line of $40,000. Well, one of these women was describing how her son was in college, and he got, I think, four or five credit cards, and he managed to rack up about $12,000 in debt. Now, $12,000 doesn't sound a whole lot to anybody, but it does to a college kid. When you're only making a minimum wage job because you still have to eat, there's no money left over to pay anything on these cards. Well, as it turns out, as this drama unfolds, this kid had committed suicide.
Oh, that doesn't – yeah, I didn't get into that part, but I will tell you, as a person that's dealt with thousands of people dealing with this issue, it's – when I initially talked to them on the phone about it, and they decide, okay, we want to get rid of it. There's a lot of drama going on in the family or with the person, and it's a huge emotional strain on them. So that is just, that's
did
there you go right there.
Have you seen this movie?
I've seen clips of it, and I've not seen that thing in entirety. I've seen portions of it at a time.
You have got to watch this. It's only an hour and 20 minutes long, folks. You can get it at Blockbusters. Even Roger Roper and David Edelstein, guest critics of the Ebert and Roper program, gave it a 2 thumbs up. Other people gave it riveting, scathing, genuinely entertaining. It's the real truth on the credit card industry out there. Well,
have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
By the way, James, you're going to be on the program with me today, okay. Later on this afternoon.
Right on.
You are?
Yep.
Okay, good deal. Wait a minute here. What
I'm
do
really
I hear?
I'm really glad you brought that up, by the way, about that a particular individual, that college guy.
Yeah.
Because that's an extreme case, obviously. However, I can tell you from personal experience, I know what it felt like. Because I had that problem a long, long time ago. And it's demoralizing. It's demoralizing when the collectors come after you. It's demoralizing figuring out how you're going to pay for that. And I thought my life was was drastically, drastically changed because of that issue. And then part of it is connected to this day, how I ended up here with you.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, there goes another bubble. Here's another story from The Guardian Unlimited. Customers rush to withdraw money. My engineer tells me that this one's a little bit easier to read. I'm glad. rival banks were handing out flyers to anxious Northern Rock customers today as they queried on the street outside some branches to withdraw money. Northern Rock, which has confirmed it has received emergency funding from the Bank of England, has stressed that investors' money is safe, and Downing Street said the Financial Services Authority had judged the bank was solvent. If we remember, folks, Jimmy Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life, didn't do that well at theaters. And if I remember correctly, It's a Wonderful Life, didn't it come out around, 1939, was it?
Way back then.
Yeah, and we were in the middle of the Depression. Well, it didn't do too well in theaters. Well, probably because nobody had any money to go to the theaters because we were still in the Depression. But during that movie, it was explained, and he was running a savings and loan. It wasn't even really a bank. It was community-based. And people got the idea, if you remember the evil guy, Henry Potter. He was the guy that was trying to buy up the entire town and run the savings and loan out of business because, quite frankly, the savings and loan, being community-based, was putting the money back into the community. At any rate, this skullduggery guy with the bank started rumors that, the savings and loan was going to be insolvent. So what he basically did was create a run on the banks and spread some stories that he lost some funds and whatever else, and the bank investigators were in there in the whole nine yards. Well, it started a run on the bank. And he says, no. He says, you don't understand. Not all of your money is here in the bank. It's in your house, and it's in your house. Everybody calm down. Everybody's still employed here. Just keep making your payments. Everything is just fine. Well, he had to end up spending his vacation, or his honeymoon money, rather. He was going to go overseas with his brand-new wife. He made it through the end of the day. But in that movie was a scenario of how people will react. And when they go to the bank and they demand their funds, they're just not there. They'll give you a little IOU, or they'll tell you, hey, no problem, we'll get your funds to you in 48 or 72 hours. They literally don't have the money in there. And if people remember Y2K back in 1999, December, whatever it was, 31st of 1999, when the clock struck midnight, funky things were going to start happening. The chips were going to malfunction, and computer programs weren't going to work. And, well, they were real concerned about the banks, because what they were worried about, James, is that people, just to be on the safe side, that they wanted to get down to the bank and take their money out. Well,
that's right. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
By February of 1999, the government had made an announcement that, don't worry, everything is okay. In the meantime, all the banks literally went out. You can type that on my screen. You're a faster typer than I am a reader or a writer. The producer's giving me a message here. But at any rate, now I lost my train of thought. The banks, they told people that everything was okay. And what they had done, literally, is replaced their entire computer systems, their mainframes, their everything, all their computer programs, their software, their periphery stuff. I mean, they spent millions. Wells Fargo down here in Texas spent millions of dollars to replace their entire system. But at any rate, that's what they were worried about. It wasn't that the traffic lights were going to malfunction, or chips in oil wells out in the Gulf were going to malfunction and the pumps were going to shut down, or whatever the deal was. What they were worried about was the run on the bank, and fractionalized reserve banking would have been exposed to the entire populace of this country. And fractionalized reserve banking, folks, is how these banks work. I mean, and people don't understand that. If you want to talk about the real danger in this country, I mean, it's ridiculous. As my example, you deposit $100, the bank turns around and goes, I can now loan out 10 times that amount. Well, they loan out 10 times the amount. The next depositor comes in. They're able to do the same thing. And literally, they don't have the money in the bank. So if you show up to get cash out of there, it shows up in the entry in the books as, yes, well, this is what we have here, and this is outstanding, and there's their... No. It just ain't there. And that's really what they're really concerned about. And it hasn't happened here because we're still talking about subprime mortgage rates and some liquidity problems and credit problems. But people haven't had the idea, well, wait a minute here. Is this going to start making banks go south? Is this going to start collapsing banks? When you start seeing people lining up in the streets outside the banks in America, folks, you better duck.
Yeah.
Better duck. Right. All right, hey, we'll take the break. 800-313-9443. Want to join us on air? We'll be right back here with my...
Damn it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
I can't get used to this bumper music. At any rate, by the way, Michael Herzog, which follows this program and precedes mine, the National Intel Report, from 4 to 6 p.m. on this network, and that's Central Time, folks. And Michael Herzog called in, and he said that It's a Wonderful Life wasn't in 1939. It was actually in 1947. And I have a further note on my screen. He said that he couldn't believe such a movie buff like you wouldn't know that. And I hate to admit it.
I see.
He was right. It came out January 7th of 1947. So, at any rate, here is another little tidbit of some financial stuff going on. CBA prepares to lift some mortgage rates, and this is from Down Under. Commonwealth Bank is expected to lift its first year rate by 10 basis points. Get this on the percentage of what their mortgage rates are down there. 7.79. That's pretty high. But the spokesman for the CBA confirmed that the rate rises yesterday, but says it has nothing to do with what's been happening in the global credit market. Yeah, sure it doesn't. It's just a repositioning in the marketplace. This is just a minor movement. He's calling this a movement with us repositioning in the marketplace. It sounds to me like somebody is squirming in their seats, and what they're repositioning is what they're going to be sitting firmly on, and that's their backside.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, this whole thing, if you're watching the financial news on television, they are trying desperately. I was watching MSNBC News today, and they were droning on about some non-financial story for 20 minutes. And I'm thinking, are you guys just treading water up there? I'm watching the Dow Jones. I mean, it's up maybe about 12 points. The markets are flat. But they're up there talking about everything else to avoid talking about financial stuff. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, just avoiding the issue.
Well,
just like a person with credit card debt. Usually they avoid the issue until it's, you know,
well,
a certain place.
And I'll say this again, folks. I mean, you guys have got to be around here. You got to come back in a couple hours and to catch the National Intel report with myself. And James Martinez is going to join us. And James Scurlock, the director of this movie, Maxed Out. I didn't hear about this movie. I didn't hear about it. I didn't see it advertised. I didn't see it at all. And evidently, this thing has won so many awards.
Oh, it's all over.
I mean,
he's done a great, great, great service to the public. I know that it's going to be reformatted for universities, actually. When I spoke to him about it, he was in the process of editing something together for, I don't know where that's at or if that occurred, but he's in the process of using it as an educational tool for universities, which is interesting and much needed.
Well, and in this movie, it explains how the credit card companies and you remember this story a couple of years ago? It was a couple of kids that had made up T-shirts, and they plastered the logo of this bank that had credit cards, and they plastered all over surfboards and T-shirts and hats and everything. They figured it would be a good way for them to get through college. Well, the story expounds and says that, well, the credit card companies would hire people kind of as credit card recruiters or credit card users. They would go on campus and they'd give you a T-shirt or a hat or a Frisbee or, you know, whatever, if you just signed a credit app. And then 9 times out of 10, you had no credit. You had no real job. But you'd fill out the credit app and all of a sudden, boom, you would get credit. That was
there you go.
That was
okay, have a hat and a T-shirt and become a slave.
Yeah, and then have a happy life if you're able.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just amazing. So, folks, you need to watch this movie. And if you've not seen it, there's not a whole lot of copies in Blockbuster. They might carry 2 or 3 copies of these. But it's had a special jury prize at the at so many festivals here. Milwaukee International Film Festival, Woodstock Film Festival, just a bunch of them, about a dozen of these things. And it was put out by Magnolia, magicpictures.com is the website. We're going to have fun with this because this was one of the first things. I've seen Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, God rest his soul. What a legacy to leave.
Absolutely.
That kind of work behind that's going to live on forever. But I'd never seen a movie done on specifically credit cards and what people are going through with this. I mean, it is just absolutely some of the people, Gonzalez, the attorney general, just stepped down. There was some rumor that the assistant attorney general was going to go into that slot. But there's a slight problem. Evidently, this guy is tied up with some financial institutions that, just had to pay out about $400 million in fines for scurrilous credit practices. So I guess that leaves the
400 million.
Yeah,
everybody.
$400 million
of complaints.
Yeah, four.
And those are the people that probably went forward with something. There's probably that. It's probably triple that because most people don't assert themselves and, you know, get things done.
And as it turns out, what's the other bank system? MNBA or something like that?
MBNA.
Yeah. That was the largest campaign contributor to the Bush presidency, his reelection run in 2004. So, and it shows here how the credit card company and specifically the banks had lobbied George Bush to get. Now, get this, folks. Now, you know that you can't file bankruptcy and include your credit cards. Well, it was the bankers,
of course, that
actually went in, lobbied George Bush, and he signed a bill that this was the bankruptcy, they called it, and I love the term that they used, the Bankruptcy Reform Act. Anytime the government's going to tell you it's going to reform something, you'd better duck quick. Yeah, we're going to reform the system. We're just going to screw you a little bit tighter to the wall. And this is going on all the time. And these people, they had a hearing up in Washington, D.C. And here they all were, Citibank, Citicorp, all these bankers, their representatives are sitting there. By the way, Louis Free, remember this guy? Used to be the head of the FBI? Well, guess what? He's the president of one of these credit card companies now. Makes sense,
right,
to me.
And look, if you're in the credit card business, and it's a great business.
Oh, sure.
If you're in the banks, you're going to be loaded. You never lose anything.
James, you know what a better business to be in? Is in the collection part of this when you start to default on your credit cards.
Right, because I tell you what the collection companies do. Their first act of psychological terrorism is to call, harass, threaten lawsuits, threaten this, threat. And most of the time people are going to turn over and either try and settle them or the law firm is going to find out what you own to come in and take you for it. And if you're a lawyer, it's just out of college or whatever, this is the business to go into because you just got to put it on the letterhead, send it out certified to your people that were, you know, after you've got those debts. And most of the time people are going to activate and freak out because of the possibility of, you know, going to court. And they get paid. What an easy gig that is, huh?
Oh, I'm telling you. It's just amazing. By the way, here's some more from Forbes.com. Fallout from the credit crunch will dim Syntax Brilliant's sales outlook. Now, this is the LCD television maker. Revealed in delayed earnings release, Syntax Brilliant shares slid 35% on Thursday because of disappointing sales prediction. The company expects first quarter sales between $170 million and $180 million, and the analyst poll by the Thompson Financials were expecting sales of $256. So they're only roughly maybe $80 million off their projected mark. And also credit crunch closing in on Canada. Analysts fear that U.S. problems could hit our banks in the next quarter. So this is building a tsunami-sized wave that is absolutely going to engulf all the financial markets around the world. And, folks, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good for the U.S. economy because we're on the ropes right now. They've been lying to us about how well this economy is doing. Now, I understand politically the president's got to get up and give the old rah-rah speech to the general public out there, the generally dumb public. Oh, the economy is strong. They give you these inane third-grade sound bites. Economy strong. Market good. No, market not good. 75% of the manufacturing jobs have left this country. They're gone. The mortgage bubble has popped, the subprime, and all the different ways that they repackaged all kinds of debt, derivatives, you name it. Now, we had a good time. Now, and this was under Alan Greenspan's tenure, the dot-com bubble that just blew up so big and so many people made so much money. Well, that popped. So they had a new one sitting on the back burner, ready to put on the front burner, turn up the heat and get it in a full rolling boil. Well, that's right, the subprime lending market. You know, we've got to have more people getting into the system, so I've got a great idea. Let's start loaning money to people that we know can't pay it back.
But great idea.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like having a bad neighbor. You know, they come over and they'll borrow the hedge trimmer. And you don't see the neighbor or the hedge trimmer for 6 months. Now, before you get the hedge trimmer back, he comes over and tries to borrow your lawnmower. And you say to the guy, well, where's my hedge trimmer? He goes, what hedge trimmer? Well, you know, the one I loaned you 6 months ago. I mean, this is dealing nothing in reality here. There's nothing hold. They're holding nothing. There's no hard and fast assets backing anything. And they've got over $1 trillion floating out there in that credit card market. And more people are going to default on those. Now, and the problem is going to be when you've got the credit card people and, better still, the collectors. You're not going to get a call from the credit card company. You might get a bill saying, where's our money? And you might get another letter after that. By the way, your rates have been put up to 27.5%.
And we've charged you a bunch of fees, mm-hmm. late payment, this mm-hmm. payment, this other payment, and we forgot about this payment, all on there as well as that. And it will be an automated letter sent out like they sent out to millions of people all over the United States. And that's precisely what happens.
I mean, this is amazing. Credit crunch closing in on Canada. Canada's biggest banks have revealed they've reveled in record earnings for about 3 years, but the deepening fallout from the U.S. housing slump is threatening to rain on their little profit parade. The Big Six have largely shrugged off America's subprime troubles and the ensuing credit crunch as severe threats to their profitability. Now, however, some analysts are warning that the intermeshing of economies means Canadian banks are unlikely to escape unscathed. Now, here's the. Do you remember the savings and loan debacle that we had here in this country?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Just another one.
Yeah. Well, you know who ended up on the hook for that deal? The American taxpayers. It was actually the taxpayers bailing out these savings and loans that were dubious right from the start. But once they make their bad decisions, they loan money again to people that shouldn't have had it or extended credit way beyond what people should have had. Who got put on the hook to pay the bill on that? Well, I would like to start a bank in this country and then fail at it and then turn around and have the public bail me out. It's like banking welfare. I mean, it's
that describes it perfectly.
It is. I mean, and to watch this go on, we folks, and the one thing that they're scared of, and I'll tie this politically, who's a guy running here for president in 2008? Used to be a libertarian. He's running on a Republican ticket. Oh, that's right. It's Ron Paul. This guy, he dropped a bombshell. I think it was in the Carolinas when they did their debates. And there he is standing on stage. And he just happens to mention to the audience that, the government's about $60 trillion in debt. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. The panelists could do 30-second follow-ups.
Exactly.
And I'm waiting for the question as to, Ron Paul, are you nuts, or what did you say, or excuse me, could you repeat that? Not a peep. They're so afraid of this guy. You know, now we got the Thompson guy. He was pretty good in The Hunt for Red October. He was pretty good on Law and Order. You know, I guess he was an okay senator. I'm not sure. I wasn't from Tennessee, so I couldn't tell you. But here's this guy running for president. You know, another actor in the White House. Oh boy. But I'm watching this, and Ron Paul is the only guy that's been up there telling the truth, and everybody is scared to death of this guy.
I think it's great.
Well,
I think this guy's Ron Paul is at least has the guts to address the issues, the real thing.
But it's going to be a real letdown because I don't know that this guy's going to get. I mean, the Republican.
No, he will. I don't think so. They're not going to let him come in. No way.
You know, and I talked to Ron Paul a couple of years ago. I gave a speech with him down in McKinney Ruffs, Texas. And if you don't know where McKinney Ruffs, Texas is, I don't either because it was a couple of years ago. I forgot where it was, but it's about 100 miles from here. At any rate, I gave a speech with him, and we were talking afterwards. I said, look, Ron. I said, why don't you run for governor? I said, you've been in politics long enough. You've got a good record. You've been a United States congressman for a long time. The 06 midterms, I said, I think you can get the governorship of Texas. And after all, I think that's where our strength is going to lie. It's going to be within the states. And he told me, he said, well, I don't think I'm going to do that. And I said, why? He said, well, and he hawed around a little bit. I said, okay, well, what about presidency? He and his wife both said simultaneously, he said, they'll kill me, and she said, they'll kill him. And they said that simultaneously, and I said, well, that's what I mentioned. You know, hey, well, okay, well, let's go back to the governor deal. And he said same thing. I said, look, we'll stack security down here around you like cordwood. They'll have to drop a nuclear bomb on Austin to get rid of you. And evidently, that momentum kept building and building and building and building. He is a very conscionable guy. He is an honest guy. He's known as Dr. No on the Hill. And that's because he does not vote along party lines if he suspects something may either be illegal or unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. And he's been known as Dr. No. But in order for the Republican Party, for him to get nominated by the Republican Party, it's probably going to mean that about six other Republicans are either going to have to drop dead or a scandal like happened with Larry Craig or something to thin out the herd. Right. And I'm thinking here, I don't know exactly when they make their nominations. It's sometime next year, but I'm thinking that there ought to be a campaign to the Republican National Committees to put this guy up there, because he's, as far as I'm concerned, from the top end down, at least from the Fed, he's the only one that I would ever consider putting in the office.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
You know, but we've got a real danger. We've got Hillary Clinton. Yeah, oh, gosh. Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton? My goodness. At any rate, or we could have Giuliani. Take your pick. One's a cross-dresser, the other one's a full-fledged communist. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay there.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Michael Hartzog has been contacting my production person here, and, well, he said that I'm entitled to be wrong once in a while. You know, I have, you were connected with the movie business out there, casting director, mm-hmm. actor.
Yep.
I have seen, I grabbed one of these catalogs for movies that were available on VHS, DVD, and I went through with the recognizable titles that I could find. It was well over, I've seen, at least these are the titles I could remember, I've seen well over 3,000 movies. And I am a movie buff, and I always wanted to be an actor. I think I would have been rather good at it. You know, acting's really not that hard. There's different types of actors, method actors, and so on and so forth. I like the ability to tell a story, but I kind of got soured. Yeah. My production person is in here waving in the air. Oh, you got a mouse in there that's flying around? Oh, it's a fly. Okay. At any rate, I got discouraged because when I start coming of age, I start looking at Hollywood and I'm going, I don't want to be a Hollywood actor. Look at the movies they're making. Do I want to be in something like that? So
garbage in, garbage out.
I'm telling you. So I thank God I have a face for radio and I'm behind a microphone. So, you know, that's as close to Hollywood as I ever got. But, you know, Hollywood could have done so many good things. There have been some pretty good movies that have been made. But if you take a look at them, I mean, they're social engineering tools, and that's been about it. And even when they try to do movies that are kind of docudramas, they still get it wrong. They point out the wrong things, and they amplify the wrong messages, and you know it's.
I hope all you Hollywood directors are hearing this right now.
Well, and yeah, I hope that you are because it's disgusting. I mean, make clean comedies. You know, PG-13 movies shouldn't have full frontal nudity for our children. You know, that kind of thing. So
that's exactly right.
So.
No, it's crazy. No, I'm in the business, and I can tell you I could go on and on and on about that. You have no idea.
Well, better you than me. Are you still out in Hollywood, by the way?
Yeah, I still am doing stuff out here, and it's funny you brought up that conversation because I was sitting down with a director the other day, and I say that the people that back the money behind the films – have final say on content being delivered. So it's a big, gigantic engineering thing that happens between agents, producers, and financiers. Speaking of which, a lot of movies are made on credit cards, and then people default on their credit cards. Spike Lee did his first big movie on credit cards.
You're kidding.
And no, I hear it all the time. A film director I know that went up and did something over at Sundance, he showed up at his premiere – about $85,000 in credit card debt at his premiere before he even saw a drop of profit, and also those credit cards he ran into trouble with it and it really messed up his life.
I would have loved to have been in the production aspect or been involved with the movie Titanic. You know, James Cameron does a movie, his budget's $200 million. People start getting a little bit nervous, but it made $1 billion, over $1 billion worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Hey, look, getdebtreliefnow.com, or I'm sorry, at gmail.com, getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. You can email James Martinez or give him a call at 310-201-6536. Folks, you want to increase your cash flow, you want to get out of the credit card trap. If you're starting to feel the pinch, take the action today. You be the aggressor. Don't let the problems come to you, because if they start showing up at your door, You're not going to be able to deal with them. You got to make a plan of action and a strategy right now. James, I will see you in 2 hours on the National Intel Report.
Right on. We'll see you right back.
All righty, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And we'll be back Monday, folks, on Cash Flow. See you then.